A lot of talking over there.
A lot of drushes, Baruch Hashem. So the question is, how many Shabbos candles should we be lighting? Do people light? You know, you look around. How many do you light in your home?
Depends how many kids are home.
Depends but, how many kids are home.
Yeah, because okay. They light there as well. Yeah.
Oh, the kids light as well. Okay. So we'll start the opening discussion in Reish Samach Gimel. It says, Yehei Zogir La'asois Ner Yofes. So you should make a nice... Okay, have nice Shabbos candles. Yesh mechavnin lasos shtei psilos echa keneged zocher ve'echa keneged shomer. So some minhag is the default value is two, right? One for shomer, one for zocher. And so the Kobo quotes that idea. I think perhaps it's based upon the Gemara in Shabbos. Since we're preparing that for Lag BaOmer, we have to know the famous Gemara when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, morning, was after getting out of the cave. So they were back for the 13th year, and they come out. The Gemara says, "Read to you, it's on Erev Shabbos." V'hadei pani demali Shabbos, chazu ahu sabadu nokit trei madane asa. He was running with two willow branches. V'rochid bein hashmashus, he's running. Amalei, he says, "Hani lamalach, why do you have these two hadasim?" Amalei lichvod Shabbos, I'm carrying two for covered Shabbos. V'tiskilach bechad. So just use one. What do you need two? So no, chad keneged zocher, v'chad keneged shomer. Right. So we have one for shomer, one for zocher. Omlid grace. He says to his son of Lazar, chazi kam chaviv mitzvos al Yisrael. Yosef daitayu. So he said, look how precious the mitzvos are. So that inyan of doing two. So we have two by the Kobo of the Ravia. It also discusses about two lechem mishnah. Right. Two kikaros, one for shomer, one for zocher, but you have different pasuk of lechem mishnah. So here, the Shulchan Aruch is talking this idea about having two neros. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down in Beis, he says, De'isa b'shas, de'zoicha vorze lebonim talmidei chachamim. By having nice candles, if you zoicha to children, sons of talmidei chachamim, de'chsiv ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, because there's a connection between the light and the in Torah, right? Ayde ner mitzvah the Shabbos bo or the Torah. From the ner that you use for the Shabbos, then comes out the light for Torah. Lekach roy lispalel ha'isha acher shetigmur halaka v'habracha. Right? Do wives do that? They daven. They say tefilos after they light. Some other, right? Yeah, they have the nim. Sheetin lakosh baruch banim zuchorim meirim b'torah v'alakas ner tzorich lios b'chol achadorim shaholich sham b'shabbos. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit about which rooms. But me'ikar hadin, it's you want to have them where you're eating. That shaila comes up. We'll discuss later about, you know, if I'm eating out for Friday night, where should I light? Okay, but the discussion is about having two candles for shamor v'zochor, and then the Ramah adds in and talks about lighting additional neros. He says, "V'yichol mahosif." You're allowed to add more than just the two basic. The halik shlosho arba neros. You have three or four. V'chei nogo. That's the minhag. Ha'isha sheshachacha pam achas lahalik madlekes kol yeme shlosha neros. If she forgot one, she's going to now light three candles. Ki yichol mahosif al dovor hamechuvan neged dovor acher. I'll explain what he's talking about.
You know, once you add, you don't take away.
Well, okay, so when taking away, the post can discuss what would be the din if instead I'm going to use a lesser number of candles but thicker candles. Right? The Dirshu has some comments about that. Again, if
longer lasting ones.
Longer lasting. So I had three small candles. Now I'm going to use two bigger candles. So I'll have much more light, more burning power, right? So that's a discussion. We'll see about them. Can if they're different in hugging between the husband and wife? So can she force him to pay for the candles, the non-candles that she's used to lighting? But before we get into all these like razzle dazzle, mm-hmm. Just a bit pshat. What's me ikar hadin? The number of candles a person has to light.
One.
Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, we say the Mishnayis of Bamei Madlikin, Hidliku es Haner. Lashon Yachid. Light the candle.
Same issue of Hanukkah. One light, one candle every night. Is
exactly. Exactly. Ikar din is Ner Yishu.
That's why the bracha is Ladik Ner. Well, Ladik Ner Shal Shabbos, Ladik Ner Shal Hanukkah. It's just Ner. It's
correct.
Not Neros.
There's one Ner. But we do more. Now, when he's adding here this Ramah about if you want to add more, you don't necessarily lose out. Because the main thing we want to be is Mechuvan to Zachar v'Shamar. That's our main thing we want to get. But what would be the din if I'm adding more? Did I lose that out? Now they have three, four, five. Now did I lose out on the two? Right?
Oh, because the union of Shachar and Zachar v'Shomer. You're not. You know.
I don't have it anymore.
Demonstrating that union of Zachar and Shomer.
So there's the Rav Yoh over here. He discusses that idea and he says I should do something unique to those two. I should either isolate them. You know, there's two. Let's say I don't know. Let's say I have two fancier two ones in candlesticks and the rest of them at lower level, that the two should somehow be noticeable. Right? Sometimes you have a large candelabra, whatever, it's not necessarily on. He says you should have two that are destined, that are special, that are, you know, those are my shomer v'zochor. But I can be mosif, I don't lose out by adding that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, because he quotes a lot over here.
Is it designed to life? Does that always have two
central
words? Could be. Like or you have, yeah, different ways of doing it. You could just make two bigger candles if you're looking, it's all on the same level. You have two large ones, or now they do the fancy, what's it called, paraffin? I think that's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Like you pour in. So the state is me in the Mishnah Berurah now, Dalit. Hayinu kishu doleg shemen b'ner. V'im hilokaso hu b'neros, oisa shtei neros. You make two different candles. Umotel lahalig miner l'ner. That's an idea that you're allowed to use one for the others. Bein imadlik shnayim oyo. So we're like two or more. Ve'ein bein mishum is a bizui mitzvah. Ve'chum shal mitzvahim. You're allowed to use one candle to light the other one. That comes up in Chanukah as well. But the Dirshah is an interesting idea. He says, Amnon, lechamim es ha'kutze ha'tachtoin shal ner, aide ner echod, acher, kri lev tegu. Some people light the bottoms of the candles beforehand, so it'll stick better. Have you ever seen that?
If for Chanukah also.
Can you use a ner for that? I understand to light the actual candle, but I mean, is that called a bizui mitzvah to use it to warm up or to do the bottom of that?
You hold it over the one that was already lit.
Right. So he brings from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Sha'af al pi shnei haneros heim lichvod Shabbos yesh b'zeh mishum bizui mitzvah v'oser. Even though you're doing both for that, you should not use one to light the other. So best practice probably use a different source of fire. Some people have. When we first got married, we got these long fancy schmancy.
Matchsticks?
Not matchsticks, but like a silver thing that has a long candle in it you can use to light with.
I have a lighter.
Lighter, fine, all these things. So you use, it's better to use that than the actual near the using
warm
for the
bottom.
To warm the bottom, right, than the actual one itself. Mm-hmm. I will also lahadli kesam, you know, kesam is a match. O ner shel chol mi ner shel Shabbos. But you can't use it for a match. You can't use it for a regular candle. Mishum bizui mitzvah. V'nagol lahachmir v'zeh afilu im kvonoso k'dei lahad leak bo near achir shel Shabbos.
You need to light the next candle, though, let's say.
The match is fine. You can't light a match from the candle.
Light a match from the candle?
From the candle itself, yeah.
No, I mean, light a match from the candle to use for other purposes, but if you're using it for like the other candles, it still make a difference?
He says better not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can light one candle from the other candle.
You can light one candle from the other candle, but not the match for the thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's a whole discussion in Ramon and the Mechaber Ramon in Hilchos Chanukah, but we'll stay here. Okay, so now the next thing that he discusses is this whole inyan of adding on. Before we get to that, actually different numbers of Neros, they bring different minhagim about them. If you look in Vav, Lahosif, are you allowed to add? So he says, Yesh nogin lahalik shiva neros. Some light seven, right? Keneged shiva simei shavua, because there's the 7 days of the week. V'yesh asara, some people like 10. Keneged aseres hadibros, right? You have, these are brought down, if it's not here, you have the Mogen Avram. Avram says this, he likes Zion. He's quoting over here, it says from the Shlom Secha Shabbos. Okay, fine. But,
based on the number of people.
Number of children, right. So we'll get to that. About do they add, they increase with them. In the Dirshu 11, he says, V'im chalukim habal v'isha b'min hagen b'inyin mispar haneros. So what's the din if they have a different? She says, we light seven candles, and he says, we light two in my house. What's the din? So it brings from the Sheva Levi of Ozmer Zatzal, Sha'af al pi she'ena isha yichol l'chayiv es habal l'hoitzi mamon al neros, nosvim. Kafi min haga, she can't require him to spend the extra money because she has a higher number of candles that she previously lit. He can't stop her from using her money to do it. He can't say no. she can do it. For Hoisiv Shekevan Shineros HaShabbos Nisgu L'Shalom Bayis, the whole word is that we're doing this for Shalom Bayis, which again, Pashup Shah means you don't shouldn't trip over a thing, but there is an Indian of the Neros for Shalom Bayis. Roy Shaniach Abal Ishto Linho Kifi Min Haga. It's appropriate to let her keep what her minhag is. Af Mimon Shalom, even if it comes from his own money, Sha'af Zeh V'Chalal HaShalom. Right? That's
it. It's like if you fight over Shabbos candles, that defeats the whole purpose of it.
Exactly, exactly. The famous story about the guy who once they were giving us a simcha, and they were giving out challah covers to all their guests, and they were short one challah cover. So the Baal HaSimcha went and yelled at the waiter, "Where's the challah cover?" This guy started screaming at the waiter, "Where's his challah cover?" So one of the rabban went home and says, "Excuse me, you know the reason why we give out challah cover? You shouldn't embarrass the challah while you're making kiddush over the yayin first. So in your quest to give challah cover, you went and you embarrassed the waiter. So shkoyach to you, you lost the whole point of the challah cover." But he brings the last point. We'll see. Where does that come from? The idea of another child, another candle. So kos b'kuti maharich. Shekevan shemarbe b'neiros zoich lebonim talmidei chachamim. As we saw from there, v'chein mosifin ner kdei sheyizku lebonim lehiyos talmidei chachamim. That they add on. There's other understandings of well. That there might have been an onus. We'll have to get to that maybe. And then tomorrow we'll talk about that. And the woman would miss a week. So there's a kenas we saw from the Ramah that she has to add one. So I once asked Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen this idea. He said that's where he thought it came from. That a woman didn't like that week. She had a child. It wasn't like nowadays modern hospitals and everything. She was knocked out. Couldn't light that week. I mean, it's for a reason the husband couldn't light either. So then they missed a week. So since they missed a week, now you have to add on. So you had a child. Okay, I missed a week. I have to add a new candle. Second child, I missed that week also. I have to add another child. So he explained that's where it's from. But we'll talk about, there's a lot to discuss about this idea brought down in the Ramah.
In the old days, the women used to stay in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah.
Now they come home in a day or two.
Yeah, more than a
week then. More than a week. They used to make bris in the hospital. Correct. Baruch Hashem.
They have more than one candle.
That's right.
It, two, one for the missing and one for the
That's right. Okay, have a good day.
Okay.